Hi everyone, thank you for listening to the first episode of The Daily Dosage. My name is Ian Golightly, and I just want to be completely transparent that this is my first podcast that I've ever did. The purpose of this podcast is to talk about my entrepreneurship journey. All this thinking that entrepreneurship is so easy is not true, and so I want to be completely transparent about what I'm going through during this journey. Hopefully, the overall mission of this podcast is to share experiences and ideas that I come across, and hopefully we could use this as a tool to promote collaboration, and we could use this as a learning tool, because my mission is to hopefully inspire one of you that is listening, that you could take a little bit of information and apply it to your life to make it better. Now that we got the introduction of the show out of the way, I really just want to let you know that the show is totally unscripted. And now I want to talk about what is the daily dosage effect. I call the daily dosage effect is something that stands out and that's stuck in your head. With the 8 hours that we work and we slave, there is a little part of something, an event, a thought that just sticks in your head. And I call that the daily dosage because it's something that we go home to when we go to bed and we think about. And the next day, it just stays in our head. And so the daily dosage effect is something that we should point out and address because it could seriously make an impact in our daily life. Now that you have an overview of just the podcast, I just want to be a little selfish and just talk about myself so you just know who I am as a person. I am a first wave immigrant from the Philippines. My father was in the Air Force for 28 years. My mother was a native to the Philippines, and so I am half Filipino and half Scandinavian. When I was 1.5 years old, though, I moved to southern part of California in the San Bernardino area. And then after a few years, I moved to the suburbs of Sacramento to a city called Citrus Heights. I guess you could say that I had a little bit of, I guess they say, entrepreneurship in my genes, possibly, because I started, I guess people would call it hustling, at a very young age. I remember that I used to cut these little pieces of paper and turn them into snowflakes, and then I would knock on each door and sell them for a quarter. And then after I got in so much money, I used to go to this store called the 99 cent store and buy toys with it. And then eventually, during a bad divorce, I moved to Illinois, and my father started a small candy business with our last name called Golightly Candies, and we distribute them in a couple grocery stores called Cub Foods. And before that even happened, when we were living in this dingy apartment, I would knock on people's doors and sell them bags of candy. And after I got like $20, I hurried home and I get a few dollars and I go to the arcade, and then we took some of the profit and bought more candy and just kept on doing that until we got into some major retail stores. And so I guess you could say a little bit of entrepreneurship is in my genes. And so moving forward, that was probably third grade. I remember in high school, I started taking a lot of business classes and accounting classes, and I was going to be a business major and accounting major, and the economy went down and people couldn't find business jobs, and so it scared me, and I ended up changing my major into sociology. And I remember I was graduating the next year in sociology, and I took this class, and I won't forget it. It was Dr. Gill that was teaching it at Illinois State University, and she said, if I'm not going to enjoy what I'm going to do in the sociology field, that I should probably just quit the class. And so I remember I decided to shake her hand and I took the F and I went into the sciences and I became a pre-med major, which is an interesting jump. And so I end up graduating at Illinois State University as a medical lab scientist major with a minor in chemistry and sociology. The funny thing was, though, that I retook the class that I dropped out of and got an A in it, and I just kept that in the past. And then what had happened, though, was that I started working in the hospital and realized, though, that I just really wanted to start a business, but I just had no background in business. I had no background in management. And so after 5 years working in the field, I decided to go get my MBA, which I'm doing right now. And it's been an awesome experience. And I'm doing that through the Jack Welch Management Institute. And so I am right now in my second class out of 12 classes, and I'm just enjoying it. I'm learning so much, and I'm networking with so many people. And finally, I decided to go all in and start a business. And so what I'm doing right now currently is starting a nutritional supplement business. And I thought that this was perfect for me because fitness has now become a part of my life. I have a background in chemistry, and so why not take the skills that I have, double down on them, and leverage from there? And so, like I said, this podcast is totally to be transparent on the journey that I'm facing and to talk about issues that are going on. And also, the overall mission, though, is hopefully that some of you that are listening could take some of this information, apply it to your life, and hopefully it will turn into a positive outcome.